A light rain fell on the Capitol complex as the governor laid a wreath at the Fallen Firefighter Memorial, a statue of a firefighter in full gear on the patio of the State Culture Center. From there, Tomlin and Adjutant General James Hoyer led a procession across the complex to ring the ceremonial bell in the North Plaza. After the ceremony, the governor, who was then Senate president, said he was in Charleston the morning of September 11, 2001, preparing to lead the Senate into a special session.
I remember tying my tie and flipping through the channels, and the first plane had hit the World Trade Center, one of the towers. So I continued to get ready. I came on to the Capitol here, and we're watching TV upstairs before the session started, and that's when, you know, I remember the first tower starting to crumble and fall down. You know, it kind of sticks in your mind.
Tomlin said today, West Virginians should take time to remember those who lost their lives, the first responders, and their families. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.